Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Dr. Bethenia Owens Adair faced gender discrimination throughout her life. In the 1870s, most U.S. medical schools refused to enroll women. That didn't intimidate Owens Adair, a divorced mother who at 27 had opened a successful hat and dress shop in Roseburg, Oregon. Graduating in 1874 from the Eclectic School of Medicine in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, she returned to Roseburg to wind up her business. Six male physicians sought to humiliate her by inviting her to perform an autopsy involving the genital organs of a man they had treated. To their surprise, she accepted. When one doctor left the procedure room in disgust, Owens Adair asked him, "What is the difference between the attendance of a woman at a male autopsy and the attendance of a man at a female autopsy?" She said word of her performance spread through the town, shocking and scandalizing the women and disgusting and amusing the men, who thought it was a good joke on the doctors. Owens Adair closed her shop and moved to Portland, Oregon. At age 40, she earned a traditional medical degree and became one of Oregon's first female doctors and an outspoken advocate of women's suffrage and prohibition. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.